This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Cassidy Hutchinson was a name and face unknown to most Americans. By the end of the day, she'd made history.
I first noticed there was ketchup dripping down the wall.
My burger's getting cold. Just give me the ketchup.
Okay, it's called ketchup. Say it right and you can have it.
No.
Say it. Say it.
No, I will never say it. I'd rather die than say it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Look, I believe Cassidy Hutchinson. I think she's a very, very smart, very capable, very honest individual.
Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing.
The bus is out of control."
That both the lead agent and the limo driver prepared to testify under oath that neither man was assaulted and that Mr. Trump never lunged for the steering wheel.
Haven't you got it yet? That's what I do. I lie. I lie and I lie and I lie.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. You know, these hearings are going on, and there are also other major issues in the news, chief of which is the invasion of the southern border of the United States. The death toll is staggering, not just among the illegal aliens trying to cross over the border, but also among the American population, the native-born taxpaying population that is being killed by fentanyl that's made in China. And in many cases, most cases, 90%+ of the cases is brought over across the southern border, and it's killing Americans right and left. And I wrote my column today. You can check it out at HowieCarrShow.com about a big fentanyl dealer in the Boston area, a guy named Fats Caruso. Check it out. He's going to be sentenced tomorrow to 22 years in prison. That's what the feds are asking for. He was importing raw fentanyl, and he had pill presses to make it. He was making millions of dollars. He was betting $10,000 a day. He had so much money. He was throwing it up in the air. And the feds in their pre-sentencing memo said that in Essex County, north of Boston, 1,000 people in four cities and towns, just four cities and towns that he operated in had died of fentanyl overdoses in 2 or 3 years. 1,000 people in four towns in Boston. This is how, in Massachusetts, this is how many people are dying. Joining us now on the line is Congressman Matt Rosendale from Montana, and he's seeing it in his own state as well. What's going on with this fentanyl epidemic, and the Biden administration is doing nothing to stop it, basically. And there are also terrorists crossing the border. Representative Rosendale, I'm glad to have you on. You know, I don't think many people yet understand, or a lot of people yet don't understand that all states now are border states. Don't you think?
They are, Howie, and I so appreciate you bringing this issue to the forefront of everyone's understanding. We're not just dealing with a bunch of illegal immigrants coming into our country. We are having a major invasion, and the way that you tracked it back, I appreciate that as well, because not too many people understand that really this is a chemical attack that's taking place on our country from China. That's the origins of the components that get shipped over to Mexico. They take the compounds and make pills out of it, and they're sending it north. It takes 48 hours for fentanyl, once it has crossed the southern border, to make its way into Montana. We've got a 1,300% increase of incidents and confiscation through the Montana Highway Patrol. I've spoke to my attorney general about this many times, Austin Knutson, the state attorney general, and we've got a major problem. The Blackfeet have declared a state of an emergency up on their reservation in the northwest corner of the state. People are dying everywhere. We had 105,000 people die in our country last year from drug overdoses. The vast majority of that was from fentanyl. And so thank you for bringing this issue to the forefront.
Right. This guy I'm talking about in Boston that's being sentenced tomorrow, I mean, he would get the raw fentanyl, and then he had these presses. Sometimes they would use dye to like put blue into the white fentanyl, and then they would press it into complete with the markings on the pill to make it a Percocet 30. But instead of a Percocet 30 prescription drug like you take if you have a bad knee or a bad hip, they're giving them fentanyl, and people don't know that, and they're just taking one pill and keeling over and dying. And it's just you're right; it's happening everywhere. And you shouldn't be taking illicit drugs, but the drugs are cheaper in many. These killing drugs are less expensive than they've ever been. It's the only thing that's not being affected by Bidenflation.
You're spot on. And they're also the criminal element because this gives you such a rapid and such a very high. They're lacing it through other drugs, illicit drugs that people are taking, and because they're searching for that rapid reaction. And in many cases, a couple of doses of it, and all of a sudden they're dead. 105,000, that's a lot of people. That's just last year, Howie. And again, this is all a direct result of this open border policy that we continue to see pushed by this administration. Meanwhile, the left is all walking around with their virtue signaling that they're being compassionate by allowing all these downtrodden individuals from, they say, just from Mexico. Meanwhile, we know it's 160 nations that have come across the border and try to act like they're being compassionate. And incentivizing heinous behavior and treatment by the cartel is not compassionate. Allowing 100,000 people to die from drug overdoses last year is not compassionate. I'll tell you what's compassionate: securing our border, protecting Americans, and stopping the murder and mistreatment of vulnerable populations. That's compassionate. I mean, we saw 53 people now that died on the border that were smuggled in the back of a semi-trailer. And there's things like this that are taking place every day as a direct result of poor policies that have been enacted and continue to be implemented by the Biden administration.
And you know what President Biden said. He issued a statement today saying that Republicans like you are grandstanding on this issue. How do you respond to that, Congressman? Grandstanding.
It's shameful. It's shameful. Secretary Mayorkas honestly should be impeached because of his failure to carry out the duties of his office. He is not only allowing, but he is implementing, okay? He is complicit in shutting down the ability for the Customs and Border Patrol to protect our border. He's shutting down the ability for ICE to remove these people, deport these people once they are here, and he is they have put policies in place that are allowing our country to be invaded.
Isn't it in the Constitution that the executive shall take care to faithfully execute the laws of our land? I mean, isn't this an impeachable offense if you guys take over in November?
It is, and I don't know that if we're going to be able to rise to the level of impeaching Biden, but I will tell you that I have talked to several attorneys who are serving in Congress on the Republican side of the aisle, and they have laid out a very clear, concise, and defendable argument for impeaching Mayorkas for not upholding his oath of office and for what he has done to our country and our southern border.
Representative, I know you're not on the committee because you're a Republican, and I know they have two alleged Republicans on that January 6th committee. But what do you think about what's going on here, where these people can come up and just engage in hearsay and having Liz Cheney lead the witnesses. And there's no pushback. There's no right to confront the accuser. I mean, it's a travesty, isn't it?
It's not a hearing. Let's really get straight. This is not a hearing. This is nothing more than the desire to create B-roll for commercial footage for November. You're in the media. You understand B-roll. They just
yes,
go ahead and
I sure do.
All this film.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, we're fighting Orange Man bad. Spray of the committee hearing and someone with a gavel. Yes,
that is exactly right. Like you said, you're not hearing the other side of it. Kevin McCarthy tried to place people on the committee, and Nancy Pelosi, first time in the nation's history, rejected the Republicans' recommendation for who they wanted to serve on that committee. And so you end up with the two tokens that she selected that, by the way, are obsessed with hating on Donald Trump, President Trump.
Yeah, obsessed is a good way to put it. And, you know, and apparently they've interviewed these Secret Service agents who debunked the stories that were put out by this woman, Cassidy Hutchinson, yesterday, and they didn't mention any of that. And, you know, so when are the Secret Service agents going to testify? Oh, that's right. You don't know either because they're keeping it from all the Republicans in the Congress,
hey,
right?
Yeah, exactly. How about this? How about we bring Nancy Pelosi in? And also notice that many of these people, I don't know if all of them, but many of these people aren't even being sworn in for their testimony. How about that? They're not even being sworn in, okay? They're not taking an oath. They're just coming in there and spouting off.
Was she sworn in?
Bring Nancy Pelosi in.
Was she sworn in?
And ask her. No.
She was. Okay. She was. Hutchinson was, I believe, was sworn in. Anyway. Yeah, okay. Representative Luria.
So Nancy Pelosi needs to tell us, okay, what security measures were recommended in advance of the protests that took place.
Well,
the
chairman Thompson has already announced that he's not going to call Nancy Pelosi. She's off limits. So is the sergeant at arms from the House, and the sergeant at arms from the Senate at the time just died the other night. So he's unavailable to testify as well. Representative Matt Rosendale of Montana, we really appreciate you being with us here to talk about what's going on in D.C. We'll have you on again. Thank you very much. I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night long. You finally fall asleep just before dawn, and bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. You ask yourself, why couldn't I sleep last night? But if you want to guarantee that you'll get the best sleep possible, as I do, there's one solution: MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance pillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows. So many products that combine the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. Here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO Extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of those products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. 658-4965. That's 800-658-4965. You'll also get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
If you could, just talk a little about the challenges we have, how the department is really going about trying to curtail this, what's the most effective and efficient way, and what is our path forward?
Yep. So I will tell you the frustration of the individuals, you know, with the badges on the ground and the holstered firearms is earned.
Yeah.
We need to be very clear about that. And our Border Patrol agents, you know, their morale is down, and I understand why.
Look in the mirror. That was Mayorkas. He understands why. Wow. Because you're trying to frame them for using their reins and saying it's a whip and saying, you know, even though you've cleared them of any criminal charges, you're still going to discipline them for a bad photo op for the ruling class, for the deep state. Good Lord. I predict he'll be gone after the midterms. You know, he can't, he could definitely be impeached. I mean, I don't know if you, can you, but he'll be gone. He'll be like Kerry. Kerry's not going to last either. Kerry, you think Kerry's going in to face a guy like Chip Roy in a hearing over his budget? No, no way. There's going to be a lot of changes made. Hopefully in the Congress, though. That's where it all starts, in the House and the Senate. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is your favorite condiment to throw against the wall in a fit of rage? Ketchup? Mustard, mayonnaise, or tartar sauce?
Tartar sauce for me.
39% say tartar sauce. 45% say ketchup. Good old American ketchup.
I like to use the stuff that comes out of the jar. I don't like to waste the homemade stuff like they have at Ken's place in Scarborough, Maine. You know, you don't waste. You save that for other uses.
Pineapples, tomatoes, bananas, stuff like that. Yeah, it's dangerous stuff.
We're gonna have Tom Homan on right after the break, but let's play a couple of the cuts from Governor Greg Abbott from Texas before he comes on. He had a press conference today about the horrible deaths of 53 illegal aliens yesterday or Monday in that overheated truck. Apparently, the driver was high on meth. They arrested him today. They arrested him in a field nearby.
Hold on. The report I heard this morning from ABC News was that the drivers had technical difficulties.
Yeah, that's one way to describe methamphetamine.
Technically, when you're high, it's difficult to drive a tractor trailer.
Right. He was so busy enjoying the hallucinations, he forgot to turn on the air conditioning, and now there's 53 people dead. And
watch out for those snow owls.
They were pouring steak seasonings in the back of the truck, apparently, to try to disguise the odor. It's horrible to even report this, but I guess that's reality. It's 50 and two. They got pictures of these two little kids from Guatemala that were dead, and they just keep dying because, you know, that's what happens when you have when your body overheats. You have these heat stroke, and sometimes your brain is dead, but you hang on for a while, and I think it's very possible because there's going to be more fatalities before it's over. Let's play cut 23. Governor Abbott of Texas.
President Biden was warned in advance that reduced border enforcement would lead to dire consequences. And we have seen those dire consequences. One is record number of people coming across the border illegally. Another is a greater sense of lawlessness that comes from not enforcing the law.
Exactly. I mean, the border is disintegrating. It just if you don't have a lawful authority in a place, it's just going to be by mob, by whoever's got the most guns, who's ever got the most power is going to be calling the shots. There's no due process down on the border now. It's out of control, and that's the way they want it. somehow it advances their agenda for the fundamental transformation of America. Long term, I guess. Short term, it's killing them in the elections down there and everywhere across the country. We'll be right back with Tom Holman. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's such a disaster what's been going on the southern border, and now there's 53 people dead in this truck in outside San Antonio, Texas. And I mean, it was an organized effort. They apparently put the numbers of a different truck that's owned by a legitimate company in San Antonio. And so that's why they weren't getting any law enforcement scrutiny as they were driving up. Joining us now to talk about what's been going on the southern border, he's just a great wealth of knowledge. Tom Holman, he's the former acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement under the Trump administration. And Tom, you were quite emotional the other day on Fox and Friends and about what had happened in San Antonio, because you've seen this happen before, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I mean, 2003, we had another tractor trailer incident, and then we had 19 dead migrants, and I was at the crime scene and ran that investigation. So yeah, that brought back some sober memories of absolutely.
Why are they allowing this to go on, Tom? What's the rationale behind letting this carnage go on at the southern border and going all the way up to the Canadian border?
Look, I think their ideology is just, look, they want open borders, and they're going to get there. They're pushing as hard as they can. I think they know at midterms they're in trouble. I think they want to push as much as they can before midterms. Even though I think you understand, even if we take back the House and Senate, they still got the White House and power of the executive order. I don't understand. That's why I'm screaming and yelling about, I'm sick and tired of Mayorkas going out there and saying, you know, he inherited a dismantled system and he got rid of the inhumane Trump policies. Let's be clear, nothing's more inhumane than what the Biden administration has done. They opened the border up. They got catch and release back. They're promising amnesty. They're promising free health care. They're saying all the things that's going to convince the most vulnerable people in the world to put themselves in the hands of the criminal cartels resmuggling the United States. The worst thing anybody could do. Cartels don't care about these people. I mean, you know, we know that Doctors Without Borders did a study that 31% of women that, you know, get smuggled by cartels get sexually assaulted. We know people are dying. We know 700 migrants have died on U.S. soil since Joe Biden became president. I have never seen that before. And this 56 migrant, the 52, I think it's up to 53 today. That's the most tragic incident of migrant death in the history of this nation. This administration breaking all kinds of records, aren't they? They broke a record on illegal immigration. They broke the record on number of Americans dying from overdoses that drugs come across the border. They broke the record on how many migrants have died. I mean, they're constantly breaking records. None of these records are good. But yet they refuse to take one single step to secure the border. To this day, the only two enforcement things going on the border is Title 42 and Remain in Mexico, and they got appeals pending in federal court to kill both of them.
Well, so let me play the
mismanagement. This isn't incompetence. This is by design.
Let me play the cut from the DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He's on a podcast here today, and first you'll hear this. We'll just listen to it and get your response, Tom Holman.
If you could just, you know, talk a little about the challenges we have, how the department is really going about trying to curtail this. What's the most effective and efficient way, and what is our path forward?
Yeah. So I will tell you the frustration of the individuals, you know, with the badges on the ground and the holstered firearms is earned.
Yeah.
We need to be very clear about that. And our Border Patrol agents, you know, their morale is down, and I understand why.
Do you understand why, Tom Holman?
Yeah, so why don't he do something about it? Why don't he, when he has those town hall meetings, why don't he for one time, tell the men and women wearing their green uniform what the strategy is? What is the plan? He's never done that. he'll go there and they'll get in arguments and they'll end up, you know, pointing fingers at one another. And because the Border Patrol is the morale's in the toilet because they want one thing from their command, from the DA secretary. What is your plan? What is your strategy to secure the border? Because the border is not secure.
But, you know, and KJP, his press secretary, Biden's press secretary, keeps saying the border is secure. She said it again yesterday.
800,000 gotaways. Is that secure? 50 people arrested that was on terror screening database. How many of the 800,000 on screening database? Enough fentanyl to kill over 100,000 Americans. Is that a secure border? If it's a secure border, how the hell did enough people that got in the tractor trailer that died a horrific death in San Antonio, is that secure? I keep going back, 800,000 gotaways. They already, since he's been president, 3 million encounters. By the time the fiscal year ends, you're going to have about 3.5 million encounters. By then, the 800,000 will be close to a million. You're talking about almost 5 million people that cross this border. How is that secure? How is it secure when 70% of the Border Patrol is not on the line doing their national security work? They're changing diapers, making baby formula, making hospital runs, making airport runs to get people to their final destination thanks to the U.S. taxpayer. How is that secure? See, no, someone needs to follow up for that. When she says that, when the secretary says that, a reporter needs to be brave enough to stand up and say, okay, 800,000 gotaways. How do you call that secure? That's the highest the nation's ever seen. How do you call 3 million people in a year and a half secure? I mean, how do you sit there and say secure, it's secure when the record number of fentanyl coming across this country killed 100,000 Americans? The numbers don't add up to you saying the border is secure. Please explain yourself. But, you know, I wish I was a reporter. I'd ask the follow-up questions. He probably wouldn't answer them, but that's the question he'd be asked.
How about Carrie Lake? She's running for governor of Arizona. She's the former TV anchor, and she's talking about putting the armed National Guard down on the border in Arizona to do something about this. I mean, is that a solution? I mean, why doesn't Governor Abbott do that? I mean, he's been talking about using Texas Rangers, I think, and Department of Public Safety, but he hasn't talked about mobilizing the National Guard. Would that work?
No, he's mobilized the guard. The one guardsman died jumping in the river trying to save those two people. So he has some guardsmen down there. He's got DPS down there. I think Governor Abbott is doing a lot. He's doing more than the administration is doing. What I wish he'd do is take it one step further and invoke the invasion clause of the Constitution and start, removing people. There are some constitutional scholars think that's totally legal since the federal government has refused to do it. There's been discussions with attorneys from various organizations with the state government of Texas and Arizona talking about, and look, the Attorney General of Arizona already declared this was an invasion. So I think the next step is convincing these people, look at the invasion clause of the Constitution and see if we can do more. The federal government has abdicated their responsibility to secure the border. Governor Abbott, here's what I say when people say he's not doing enough. For everybody they arrest for trespassing, at least they get fingerprinted. We know when they get released, if they get released, we know they're not a terrorist. That's one less gotaway, right? And then we know he's not a terrorist. The second thing is, every ounce of fentanyl they're seizing is less deaths in the United States. But what the governor understands is, when they get done doing their trespassing charge and they're sitting in jail, where do they go? They get turned over to Border Patrol, which are probably going to get released. So we got to get to that next step. They can't be released. They got to be detained and removed. That's where we got to go. So I hope the governor continues to look at the invasion clause of the Constitution and make some decisions in the near future.
I saw something today on TV, I think it was on Fox, saying that they've made a decision, a conscious decision, that if you're Iranian, and there are Iranians that are crossing the border, that if you were in the Iranian military, and basically those people are, a lot of them are basically terrorists in uniform, that if you say you're former Iranian military, you'll be just waved through, just like everybody else. I mean, how many terrorists are we letting into the country here under this administration?
Look, how many Afghanistanis did we bring in that weren't properly vetted? I mean, Afghanistanis are these thousands of terrorists in prison when the Taliban took over, and these people, they're sold. Goal in life is destroying this nation. And like I said, 800,000 gotaways. And people need to understand, Border Patrol arrests people from 161 countries. Some of those countries sponsor terrorism. You don't think a single one, 800,000, came here to do us harm. You're crazy. They're here now. But look, they've been caught several times. They've actually arrested people that were known suspected terrorists, but they're in such a hurry to release them. They don't wait for a veteran to come back. That just happened. Bill Malusian broke a story on Fox last month that they had this guy. They didn't wait for the vetting to continue because they're so quick to release him because all they care about is there doesn't appear to be overcrowding, so there's nothing to see here, no crisis. They released this guy. 2 days later, the vetting came back. He's hot. So luckily, ICE was able to find him. It took them 2 months. But what if that guy went and did something that 2 months? And how many more cases are like this? So we know they arrested 50. How many have they arrested and released before vetting came back? The Department of Homeland Security won't answer it. But what really concerns me is the 800,000 gotaways. I'm convinced that some really bad people got through because terrorists don't want to be arrested. They're trained how they invade law enforcement. So that scares the hell out of me. And I've heard from a few people on the inside, my sources, saying they're looking at the whole screening process, the vetting process, and trying to make it easier so it doesn't take long to vet them. So, again, trying to find the efficiency that's going to result in someone's falling in the cracks. That's going to do harm to this country. At this point, I said it 1,000 times, Alejandro Mayorkas is the Secretary of Homeland Security. The Secretary of Homeland Security. At what point does he have enough integrity to tell the White House, I can no longer support this open borders, it's putting this country in great danger. As the Secretary of Homeland Security, I can no longer support it. At what point could I keep...
Never. You know the answer. Well, never.
The President making decision. The President making decision. You can't blame Alejandro Mayorkas. The hell I can't. He's the Secretary of Homeland Security. He took an oath. If he can't abide by that oath, then he needs to leave and needs to set the White House. Why am I leaving? Because I can no longer support it. So that tells me the man has no integrity. He's going to do what the White House wants him to do no matter what, even if it puts this country in danger. They've proven it.
What are they going to do to these Border Patrol agents? They say they're not going to criminally charge them, but they want to discipline them. I don't know what they're going to do. What are they going to do to them? They didn't do anything wrong. Even the administration knows that.
They got to find something, or the White House is going to be embarrassed. The President said they would pay. Secretary said they would pay. You know, they got to find something to charge them with. What I think they're going to do, they're going to come to some administrative charge. Did someone use a bad word? Were they overly aggressive? Is the conduct unbecoming if they said the F word, which I think one of the guys did? But here's the defense. Border Patrol is frustrated. These guys are overwhelmed. These guys are working 24/7. These guys have no morale. These guys aren't doing the job they took an oath to do. These guys are, their job right now is process and release into the United States. They're like tourist agents. Saying the F word. And here's what they're not talking about. What'd you do with the Haitians? What'd you do with the Haitians that where he grabbed your shirt? Well, he grabbed the Haitian shirt. Of course he did. He's trying to arrest them, and he's running away from them. What are you going to do to the Haitians that entered the country illegally, which is a crime, and ignored a federal agent's verbal commands, which is a crime? What happened to them? They violated two crimes there within seconds. What happened to them?
Well,
let's concentrate on Border Patrol agents, and let's try to fire them. That's what this, you know what, this administration, I've said 1,000 times, you're innocent until proven guilty unless you're wearing a badge.
Well, that's a good way to put it. Tom Homan, we always appreciate you having you on the show, even though the news you bring is always bleak, but it's not your fault. Where can people go to? Do you have a website, correct?
Yeah, I think, the publisher of my books has a website called TomHomanSpeaks.com. You can catch me on Fox News. I'm raised hell there a lot. Fox News is the only network that's talking about this. Once in a while, I turn the channel, CNN, NBC. I want to see what those people are saying. If you listen to their station, there's no border crisis. A lot of Americans don't even realize what's going on the border because the news stations simply don't cover it. They've been covering from this press from day one. But like I said, they better be concerned because every state's a border state. Fentanyl is getting in every town, city, and state. MS-13 is now in 48 states across this country. Every state is a border state.
I know. I've said it today. Tomorrow there's a sentencing in district court in Boston. A fentanyl dealer on the North Shore. He's killed 1,000 people have died of fentanyl overdoses in the last 4 years in the four cities and towns north of Boston. Not even Boston that he was selling drugs in. 1,000 people in four cities and towns. It's out of control. It's totally out of control, and it's all coming across the southern border. And you're right. Most people don't even know where it's coming from. Thanks, Tom Homan. We appreciate you being with us. Are you sick of censorship on the internet, like just Tom Homan was talking about and on the cables? Are you tired of the woke agenda popping up everywhere you go, anywhere, but especially online? There is an alternative. It's called Tusk, and it's free. It's the first of its kind free speech browser, Tusk, T-U-S-K, like what elephants have. Get it? Elephants, Republicans, Tusk, T-U-S-K. Tusk helps you take back control of your newsfeed from big tech. Tusk's features include links to your favorite conservative websites like Fox News, The Daily Wire, Dan Bongino, OAN, and Newsmax. When you log on to Tusk, you'll get the real news, not the CNN, MSNBC-style, very fake news. Tusk is pre-configured with conservative sites. Those are the first sites you'll see every morning. But if you like or have to check out a liberal site or two, like, say, the New York Times, you could do that as well. And I'll say it again, Tusk is free. They won't sell your personal data. They make their money from ads in the newsfeed and sponsored images. Tusk is part of a new ecosystem of apps like Rumble and Truth Social. It's built by conservatives for conservatives. I have Tusk on my phone, tablet, and computer. There is nothing better. Get Tusk now at TuskBrowser.com. That's T-U-S-K Browser.com and see what a difference free speech can make. If you hate censorship as I do, and I know you do, I know you're going to love Tusk. Check it out at TUSKBrowser.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
We're having some technical difficulties. If you can hear me, you're probably on social media somewhere, but we're working to get everything straightened out. But it's just one of those things happens in Brandon world, shall we say. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. By the way, we have the contest continues, the gas contest continues. All you have to do to enter to win is go to HowieCarshow.com. We're sold out of the cheap bastard deals, by the way. They went in like 5 minutes, but If you go to HowieCarshow.com and you just enter your email address on our site, you'll be entered to win $50 a day from both my show and from Grace's show every weekday that we are on the air. And I mean, just anywhere. We may be off some places, but if we're broadcasting, if I'm sitting here, there'll be a $50 winner. So anyway, can I have the drum roll, please, for today's winner? Linda from Fitchburg, Massachusetts, you have won $50 for gas from Howie and Grace. Look for an email from store@HowieCarshow. That will give you instructions, Linda from Fitchburg, on how to collect your $50 win. If you want $50 for gas or anything else from Howie and or Grace, go to HowieCarshow.com and sign up for a chance to win $50 in gas money every weekday. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple more cuts from Governor Abbott in Texas about his press conference this afternoon about the deaths of the 53 illegals that were in the tractor trailer that had no air conditioning. Cut 24.
And we've seen increased brazenness by cartels that feel empowered because we do not have a federal government that's pushing back against those cartels and their illegal activity. And of course, the worst thing of all is the catastrophic death that we have witnessed. Now, we saw this horrendous death occur in a truck in San Antonio earlier this week. And it is heartbreaking. The numbers have increased. It is now reported that 53 people in that truck lost their lives.
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.